Well, looking back at this year's Florida legislative session, when it came to issues concerning the Florida Cattlemen's Association, their Director of Governmental Affairs, Sam Ard, said it was a good session.
We had a pretty good year on things that we were asking for. In growth management, we wanted to see the rural family lands program extended and strengthened, and that did happen. A lot of the state control from local government decisions on land use were taken out. The DCA was basically cut back to almost nothing. We were able to get in a provision that helps the ag interests surrounding Avon Park and Camp Landing retain their property rights. That was a big deal for us, and it was actually one of the last ones to pass. It passed right at midnight on Friday night.
But then again, Art said there were a couple of things they were asking for that did not make it through.
We wanted some action on the EPA's numeric nutrient criteria, and we had a bill that did pass the House, House Bill 239 by Representative Trudy Williams, but the Senate did not take action on that. We had a Senate bill by Senator Jim Norman that would have prevented fraudulent photography activities on farms where a farm would hire someone in good faith as an employee and the employee would intentionally take misleading photographs and films to subject farmers to, you know, regulatory authority that really wasn't there or necessary or behavior that wasn't wrong. We did get that bill passed out of the Senate, but it did not pass the House.
But overall, Ard said in a tough year, issues concerning the Florida Cattlemen's Association did very well. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.